Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look at the book of Hebrews as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier, taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Jesus Christ did not just bring a message from God. Here's an important point here. He did not just bring a message from God. Jesus Christ was the message of God. The very message of God was found in Jesus Christ. While the other prophets brought a message from God, you see the difference? Man, I ought to make you shout when you see this, the difference here. In verse number one, they brought a message from God. In verse number two, he is the message of God. He is God, very God. Really, Jesus is God's message to mankind. So we see this hath in these last days spoken to us by his son. Now you got to keep it in your framework to keep all this in context. These Hebrew people are struggling. They're struggling because they're just new babes in Christ, and Christianity is new to them. And they're being pulled back by family, friends, co-workers to get back into the temple. And he's trying, there's something much better. These last days, it's Jesus Christ. Not the prophets, but now Jesus Christ, who... Now, the rest of there's a sevenfold description of Jesus right here in the next two verses. And I want to hit them real quick. A sevenfold description of Jesus and why he is better. Number one, whom he appointed heir of all things. Speaking of God, appointed Jesus. Am I going too fast for y'all? Some of y'all are looking at me like, okay. God appointed Jesus Christ heir of all things. H-E-I-R. Why is that so important? We're going to find out that Jesus Christ is the creator of the world. He made all the world. Well, because he's the creator of the world, does that mean he's the heir of the world? No. He's the creator through his deity. In the beginning, God said, let there be light, and there was light. By the way, I was reading something just, I wish I'd got this when I was studying the book of Genesis. I keep studying and studying. Literally, in the Hebrew, when it says, and God said, let there be light, and there was light, literally it says this. God says, God said, light be, and light was. Let that one sink in. Instead of getting all, literally, light be, and light was. Why? Because he's the creator. He just spoke it in existence. But more than that, he's the heir. He became the heir. Why is that so important in the creator? Because he became the heir through his humanity. He's the owner of it all because of the creator. He's the creator. But that's why it's so important when he said he became the heir, he became heir of all things. It's because he was born of a virgin through this humanity, and he lived a sinless life, and he by right inherited all things. Why? Because remember the first man, Adam. Remember him. All right. The first man, Adam, was given control and dominion over all of creation. Adam had it all. Dominion all. Remember that in the creation, you have it all, Adam, and Adam forfeited that right. So Jesus Christ became heir when he's known as the second man, Adam, came, born of a virgin, lived that sinless life, that sacrificial death, that supernatural resurrection. He conquered death, hell, and the grave, and the victory, and because of that, he has right to the heirship of, not just because he owns, are y'all following the thought? Through not just, this ain't in my notes. Do you know Jesus is all God and all man? We have a man, Christ Jesus. Timothy tells us that. 1st, 2nd Timothy. The man, Christ Jesus, sitting at the right hand of the throne of God, ever interceding for us. Jesus Christ is not only God, very God, he's man, very man. He's not 50% God, 50% man. He's 100% God, 100% man. You understand it? No, I just believe it. That's why he's the heir of all things. He had victory and he has the authority to inherit it all. And by the way, it says that we're joint heirs. I love to talk about that. I did a study on just the joint heirs. It's pretty good when you get away in the woods in Georgia and you ain't got nothing to do. Matter of fact, I'll have to finish this next week. I won't be finished, but you know what I'm talking about. I was up there, didn't hardly have phone service. Thank God I had God. Well, we had some great services last week. Thank God for the internet and the Roku and all these things. Had some great preaching. I was scared to come back. I heard all this great preaching, you know, and singing and all. I didn't know if I could have a job. I'm only gone 1 week, and people think you've been gone. I'm only gone 1 week. Don't you want me back? Anyway, I'm just kidding, just kidding. But just you and the Lord and the Word of God, and I had these commentaries. And I started reading about these joint heir things. What about this joint? We're joint heirs of Jesus Christ. It does not mean we're co-equal. We're never co-equal with God. He's the heir. We're joint heirs. He has control. He has it all. He just shares it with us. Are you following? That's what a joint heir means. Okay. It doesn't mean we're equally. We'll never be, unless you believe like a Mormon, believe like be like little gods. Or we'll never, never attain what Jesus will be, but thank God we're going to see when they become as I got to move on. This is good stuff. Okay, let me move on. Let me finish this verse. By whom he made all, he made the worlds. He not only the appointed heir of all things. Number two, by whom also he made the worlds. Now the word worlds here does not mean the same thing in Genesis 1:1. Where it says, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. We think of the worlds like terra firma, the earth. The word worlds here means, is the word eons, if I got that right. Yeah, aeons, literally means ages. Before this world was ever created, some 6,000 years ago, I believe this is what we call a young earth, 6,000 years, I don't believe it's millions of years old. If you think it's millions of years old, you've been wrong before. It's only 6,000 years old because of Adam and genealogy. Anyway, before he created this world, there were ages. Time out of mind. And I wrote a note here. In John 1:3, all things were made by him. All things. We think of that when it talks. I got Colossians. I know I got to quit. Chapter 1, verse number 16. For by him were all things created that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things are created by him and for him. Everything that you see, everything that you don't see, even the ages upon the ages upon ages and eternity past, he created them. He was the inventor of time, if we could use that from a human standpoint. From God, time, there is no time. He puts time for us to understand. But he was the one who made the worlds, the aeons, the time. He didn't just speak with the world in existence. He spoke the ages, the times into existence. And by the way, not just in eternity past, but eternity future. And I'm going to save verse number 3 for next week. It may take all next Sunday to get verse number 3. We thought the study of Revelation took a long time, the study of Genesis. Here I'll be in the third week of study of Hebrews, and I'll just get through the third verse. But verse number 3, I want you to read it, chapter number 1, and reread. I did. Verse number 3, I can quote it to you now. I read it so many times. That is the key to the book of Hebrews. That is the key to... Because Jesus Christ is so much better. He purged by himself our sins by himself. And now he's seated. He's seated at the right hand of the throne of God. He did that for us. Next week, we're going to dig into that a little bit deeper. Verse number 3. Okay, Father, we thank you for your word. Boy, what a wonderful study. See how Jesus is so much better than anything that we can ever think of or ask. We thank you for him. For that great salvation that's offered to all mankind. You and our Father bless this worship service, and may it be a fragrance of beauty and incense of our worship. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Let's prepare for worship.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.